Yep.
Yeah, might as well.
All right, let's call the meeting to order for August 6th at 5:30 p.m. And the first thing up on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of July 9th meeting.
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes of July 9th.
Okay. Are there any admissions, corrections, or errors?
I didn't see any.
No.
I didn't either. Although, seeing that there's no corrections, all those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Next item up is appearance by local citizens and visitors. This is where you can bring forward anything that's not on the agenda for discussion. We can't make a motion to, but we can put it on the agenda for next month and so vote it. So, I got Bob's going to bring something up.
I've got something else to do. They're getting the damn geese back up in that pond again. I think a couple of them swans would be appropriate. We talked about this once before, and Denise ordered swans that are that big. You need the 3-footers.
I saw those swans in the Clyde River on the causeway, one swan, and behind it was about 4 or 5 geese just swimming with it.
Just, not counting the 50 that are on
there. I know.
The swan has to move.
Yeah, I.
And how deep that pond is, almost 70 feet.
Also heard more what works real well is a koi dog that you can park on the beach or on the bank, and but that again has to be moved periodically.
Yeah.
If you leave it there for long, figure that out too.
Can I get your name? Thank you.
10 to 12 foot long or 14 foot long piece of rope, the thing's going to drift around. And that will get rid of them.
Shotgun do the same thing.
What's that?
Shotgun will do the same thing.
Yeah.
You had to get a permit to do that. I know somebody that was shooting seagulls at the dump, federal employee. So you get a law. You can get a license to do that. Anyway, that's another story.
Yep.
Okay, Luke, you have something you're going to bring
sure.
up?
Yeah, so this, I guess Pawtucket Hill Forest wasn't on the agenda.
Right, no.
Okay. So what I've done is here's a couple stand prescriptions. This is what we're looking for. You guys read it at your leisure. All right, and basically what we're after is we want to first of all salvage our white ash. You know, the ash borer is here, it's present, so any ash that's up there is going to go within the next 3 years or so, and then we want to continue to diversify the stand structure. The last entry was an intermediate thinning, which is pretty much a homogeneous single tree selection throughout the stand. So now we want to create small group openings. And those small group openings take our stand structure from an even age to an uneven age. They start to diversify more. So it would be a combination of the salvage, small group openings, and then some patch cuts where we had set the other large patch cuts further up towards the old foundation. Second phase of the shelter wood on the spruce fir, which is pretty much all down anyway. So at that point, we'd be releasing the advanced regeneration that was established from the last harvest. It's now under shelter. Now you release it and it grows and that's your next stand. So last winter, we solicited several contractors at the recommendation. I believe some of the names came from the select board. At least that's what Glenn and Dennis told me. So we had a showing. one person showed up and decided they didn't want it. We had somebody else that called that couldn't make it to showing. We went up. I made it halfway through the stand, and I said, nope, snow's too deep. It was up in my waist. So, nope, done. And then now we're coming into a dry season, and that individual is still interested. So I called Dennis last week. We've been back and forth, and him and Glenn are all systems go. So I'm trying to get it going.
Has the committee met to discuss this?
Yes, they did last year, last fall. And then recently, you know, I don't go to those meetings, so I really couldn't tell you.
No, I understand.
And I asked Dennis that when he called me today, and he said, well, yeah, we met last year, last winter or whatever, but he, and he couldn't tell me the logger's name either.
Sure.
So do you know?
Yeah, so the logger's name is Andy Rowell. He's at Glover. So his suit would be a 640, comparable size grapple, a loader, and then cleanup equipment. So, you know, for the biomass stuff, the patch cuts, it would be chipped. We've got a grapple skidder. For the more sensitive areas, the hardwoods, where smaller groups, single tree salvage, we've got a grapple skidder. He's an excellent logger. I've worked with him for a long time, as I have the other contractors, but they weren't interested. So this is what we got to work with.
His name was
Andy Rowell. Yeah, so you've got a cutting plan there.
Okay. My only question is that we have a committee.
Sure.
And we ask the committee to review what you're saying and all this stuff.
Sure.
And get their recommendation. Yep. And then the select board moves on that.
Sure.
So, and that's what I told Dennis today.
Yep.
We don't go on just your say-so that we're ready to go.
Yep.
The committee meets, they make a decision, and they come bring it to the board.
Oh, yeah.
And
And that has happened before, where the select board overrode, not under my tenure, but overrode the recommendation of the committee, and then the committee just quit, you know, the big showing and all the whole thing.
We all need to work
together.
Almost certainly. Yeah.
So if you have a committee, you want to listen to them, get a recommendation. So.
Yeah, well, they have these documents. They've had them for a while.
Okay.
A long time, 6 months now. So this contract, you folks review it at your leisure, but for your information, this is the same contract, basically, that you signed in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running at a 10-year cutting cycle, which is, that's optimal for sustainable forest management. So we're right on target.
So that document that you had produced for the Forsheimer property is still standing and would be used for this?
So what I prepared for you in 2014 was a comprehensive forest management plan.
Correct.
So in that plan, I mapped the property, broke it down from boundaries all the way down to, you know, seeps and streams and heterogeneous forest units, forest roads, all that stuff. I went through and did analysis on biotic and abiotic variables, gave timber stocking, and those plans are good for 10 years. That's kind of the idea. I'm sure you're all familiar with current use. Current use is they adopt standards that are established by the American Association of Forestry. You know, we don't necessarily need to go through and do a new timber inventory. We know it's there. That is basically what it boils down to. That's your silviculture prescription, that document that I've given.
I was more concerned with the logger having that document and knowing what was required in there to manage that property.
Sure.
Such as having equipment leaking hydraulic oil everywhere. And if we see that any one of us, three of us, can go up and fire the guy on the spot.
Most certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that we, you know.
Sure. Yeah, so that's laid out in your timber harvest contract, mm-hmm. your contractor. You know, equipment, authorized agents, boundaries, duration of contract, performance deposit, what happens if it defaults or violates conditions.
And Raul has that document?
He will.
Okay.
Yep. He doesn't have it now because you haven't signed it.
Right.
And actually his name isn't even on this because I, you know, if there was a reason somebody didn't like him or something like that, I'm not going to put it on there. And then, you know, buffer zones, spills and leaks, habitat protection, stumps, how we want stumps cut, slash, what we want to do is slash. So that's, you know, that's the specifications of his work. And then as far as how the forest is to be treated, that's the document right there. So it's, you know, what trees are to be cut, size of group openings, area control of treatment, so like how much of the forest is to be cut, and then, you know, basic fancy civil cultural terms that break down a prescription that can be looked up if you want to, you know, find a greater example of them.
Yeah.
I haven't been up there since they put the trail in or the road, and I don't know how grown up or whatever that is, but would that be utilized to drag timber out?
Well, most of it, no. A small portion of it, yes, because so what we did is we kind of left the middle landing be, and so that middle landing, there's a spur that goes from that landing up into the rec trail, or is that still a snowmobile trail?
Well, it hasn't been.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Well, anyway. There's a, you know, a short little piece that goes up to it, and then from that you branch off onto all your forest road arteries. Yep. So we would try to stay off that as much as possible. Yep.
I want to go up and look at it, see what kind of condition it was. It was a nice job when it was done, and it was supposed to be utilized for the community, and I don't think anybody's used it. They closed the side by side the four wheeler trail on it.
The butter up. Going out of the town land.
So tell Dennis he needs to have the committee meet on this and discuss it, and then come back to the board with a full recommendation.
Okay.
Yep. And then we'll feel a lot better.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lou, very much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Yes. Dennis couldn't be here supposedly, so.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I get it. Busy time of year.
Well, and he said it was time sensitive because the logger wanted to start within the next 2 weeks.
Well, it'd be nice to get something going in the dry season. You know, hardwood forests, that regeneration catch is it's optimal to get some scarification, light scarification, but not rutting, so we get aggregated flow. So this time of year is perfect.
There's nothing stopping him from holding a meeting tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I believe you have a contract. So I actually tweaked some of the numbers on there. I put them up, so relative to current markets, so like firewood is double the price. So you should actually scrap that one and just take these, because those are current.
All right.
Yep.
And scrap then, this one.
And then you've got this right here, which is the cutting plan, and I'll forward these documents
scrap that
to you.
One.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you very much.
You can put that together and get us a copy.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Lou.
Thank you.
So these are the fresh, brand new copies he
this
just handed out.
This is the scrap
out.
One. That's right. That one's scrap. Okay. So yeah, that's the fresh one.
Is this anything else? Are you going to look into a price of a quality swan with a drag net or whatever you want to call it?
I think you have to buy them online, I guess. I don't want to put swan. I don't think Trot can supply houses.
Well, Denise bought those online. They look kind of funny.
It's a little too small for a job. The geese are bigger than the swans. It works much better if it's the other way around.
Right.
Do you really think that the one in Newport's doing a great job? Or? No.
I seen 50 geese right along with them.
Yeah. That's my thought.
The thing's anchored there.
Get a price on
it's
a wolf.
It's got a long line on so it's got a like an anchor scope on a boat so it can drift around.
Yeah.
The koi dog would really spark the interest of the voters, wouldn't it?
It would.
Somebody's gonna shoot it.
Yeah, they are.
You know as well, yeah. Especially if it's moving.
There was a place over in New York that had a problem with geese, and every 20 minutes or so, a shotgun blast would go off.
Yeah.
Those air guns are high. Yeah.
Yep.
Landfill used to have that at one time.
Yeah. Pauline Grain.
Get used to it after a while.
Did something like that down there to keep the seagulls away and pigeons away.
Put a marina down in Connecticut. When you went in the morning, punch in, and you pick up your bird banger.
Yeah.
Yeah. You all carry bird bangers all day long. That's all you could hear them.
Well, the marina, keep them off the roof, has what they call a scarecrow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the big wind vanes.
Well, it's a water thing. It's got city water pressure piped up to it.
Oh, yeah.
A sensor on it, and it'll...
Yeah.
They put in a sprinkler system.
What? How's that?
It works. Of course, the stuff, the manure from the...
comes out.
Runs down, it's dripping on boats, you know, there's all kinds of...
Liquid manure.
They put in a very expensive sprinkler system because the ground's just unbelievable.
So there's really no
swans are going true from one answer. Zone to another and stay in front of the sprinklers. And when they get up the top, they go back down the other end. So let me start carrying bird bangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got rid of them.
All right. So we know we got an issue there. And
the waste from them is just terrible.
Continue to take information. Next item on the agenda is to set the 2026 tax rate. And you have in front of you a tax rate calculation for 2026 with supporting documentation. And do you want to go over this? I guess we do the 25 to 26 comparison, so it's in the minutes. The tax rate calculations for homeschool, homestead school, and non-homestead school, which are set by the state of Vermont. Last year, homestead school was $1.5216. They bring it out four numbers. This year, it's $1.4425. The non-homestead school is $1.6870. This year, it will be $1.6753. So they both went down by the state of Vermont. Then that brings us into the town stuff, the general fund appropriations and the highway. The general fund budget voted with the assessor was $373,535. Expected revenue of $86,904. Brings us to required tax that we need to raise of $286,631 divided by the grand list gives you a 13 or 0.1371 tax rate, or almost 14 cents. Last year it was 1310.1310. So that went up 61 hundredths of a cent. So. Appropriations, $215,436 was voted at town meeting, divided by the grand list, brings you to a tax rate of 10.1031, a little over 10 cents. Last year it was... same thing, 0.1032. So it went down 1/1000th of a cent. Is it realistic to speak dollars and cents numbers into the 10,000th range?
No.
Vermont. Anyway, going to the highway. $916,099 was voted. We have an expected revenue of $58,885, bringing us to what we need to raise in revenue of $857,213.72, divided by the grand list of $2,089,907. The grand list is the same for all of them. It gives us a tax rate of 41 cents and two thousandths, 0.4102. Last year it was 0.4122. So that went down a little bit. Homestead School, $1.44, 25 set by the state of Vermont. General fund of $1,371, appropriations of $1,031, and the highway of $4,102 makes a total tax rate for the town for 26 of 2.0929. Last year it was $2.1680. So it actually went down. Non-homestead was $1.6753. General fund $1,371. Appropriations $1,031. Highway $4,102. For a town non-homestead of, or total non-homestead of 2.3257. And last year it was 2.3334. So looks like tax rate's gone down in both areas.
Better than what Newport did.
Ooh. It takes planning to keep things going in the right direction.
Citizens are upset. Newport.
I got my. I've got some property there, and I got my tax bill this year in the city of Newport. They're allowing you to pay it four times a year now.
Yeah.
Okay. Used to be twice a year. Yeah. Now you can do it four times a year.
Yeah.
So it makes it less of a bite.
No.
Same.
They just
more money, but less. So.
$500
difference
from each from last year.
Yep.
Each one.
Is,
you gotta be kidding me.
So anyway, I need a motion to approve the 2026 tax rate calculations.
I'll make a motion to approve the tax rates for 2026.
Okay. Discussion. Nothing. Okay. All those in favor of approving the tax rate as printed, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pose no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Tax rate set. When will the bills go out?
I'm really hoping for next week, but the following Monday at the latest, assuming there are no crises.
Okay.
I'm not planning any crises, but you just never know. Good. They should be out next week.
Okay. Thank you for all the documentation. It was all very good.
Thank you for knowing what's up.
Oh, yes, because I figured it through. Didn't even think about.
Well, what I did.
I know what you did, and that
I
makes
took,
sense.
Took this book.
Yep.
And I matched it to these numbers.
Which I got right here.
There we go. Yep. And then I found three that weren't on here, and I said,
ooh. Yep.
Well, excellent.
You get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
To discuss and sign New Orleans Essex VNA Hospice appropriation request for 2027 town meeting.
Yep. They have sent out the same thing they always do, just requesting to put their appropriation request, but they ask specifically that you guys approve it ahead of time if you are going to allow it on the warning. I do believe it is the same amount they asked for last year.
So we don't need to sign anything.
Yeah. All they need to do is
put the article on there for the voters to approve it.
Yep.
And if it's approved, they'll get paid.
Yep.
If it's not approved, it won't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's our guideline, is if it doesn't change, it stays on.
Wonder why they don't.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
They did last year, too. Every town has different guidelines, so maybe they're just trying to keep things sorted out for themselves.
It says, yes, we will include the suggested article as an appropriation in our warning for the 2027 town meeting. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't either. No, it's...
So, I don't... I guess. It's like, I mean, we can't change our mind after we do.
Correct.
But we can anyway. Because anybody brings something forward as an article for warning, as long as there's no increase, it continues.
Yep.
So...
And I'm not opposed to what they do, so...
There are some things that shouldn't be there. You need to... They want the date for the town meeting? date, time, and location?
I have to figure those out. I did not look at a calendar ahead of time.
And I make a motion that we authorize Hannah to sign this.
Sure, I'll second that.
All those in favor of having Hannah sign this signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. This is all in your court, dear.
Thank you so much.
When you figure out what the town meeting day is on, sign it, send it back to them.
All righty.
Next item up is to consider the recommendation from All Earth Renewables for temporary solar panel adjustments. Did you read the...
I did. Yeah, I did too. It makes sense. It
certainly does.
No. You agree? Makes sense?
It absolutely makes sense.
Yep.
Right now, we've got on our solar panels, there's two trackers. Panels are charging or making electricity fine.
Yeah.
They're just not following the sun because the ring gears are stripped. They're out of warranty. We got a bill.
Estimate.
To repair them, which is more money than we had in our budget. So we're going to put it on the budget for next year. They wrote back, because Hannah informed them of our decision, and wrote back that we should not let them go through the winter in their flat position because it will hold too much snow, damage can occur.
Yep.
So what they want to do is raise them up manually, get them to approximate whatever, and lock them in place. Snow will slide off. They'll produce electricity.
And if the wind is too bad, they'll still put themselves down.
I don't know that.
I thought that's what they said in the...
If this works, the tracker could be prevented from moving east and west, but it would still go flat in high winds and at night.
That's what I thought.
Yep, good.
I read it.
I did too, but I don't remember it. So,
I'm in favor of that.
Yep, all those in favor of having All Earth Renewables put lock down there, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Ayes have it.
I did already write them back and have them put us on their schedule, so they will be out here when they feel the time's appropriate.
Yeah. It just makes sense not to destroy.
Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's taken care of.
Yep.
Steve Edgerly to further discuss updates to the dog ordinance.
Do it from here?
No. Wherever you want. You like it right there? Do it right there.
Yeah.
I think everybody can hear you.
This ordinance was 25 years old.
Ours.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we have a fine of $50 and then $150 and then $250. We should raise those up. I think I rejected the last time there. Let's see here. A single penalty is not more than $500, but now it's $800. May be imposed for a violation of the civil ordinance. The waiver sheet fees shall be set at $50 for the first offense, $150 for the second, and $250 for the third. Within a 6 month period on each one. So we could raise that 50 to 100, 150 to probably 200, and then 250 to 350.
Did you check those prices relative to the Vermont statutes?
Yeah, it's instead of 500, it's 800.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Okay.
And other than that, Under Section 3, any dog may be encountered by the county of Newport Animal Control Officer for the following reasons. The dog is not licensed according to a state of Vermont. Well, if you go to a house and try to get a dog, it ain't easy. Let me clue you. And in Montpelier, they have a $100 fine for each dog. We hit them in the pocket, I sent out three or four letters here at Newport Center, and I've only got one back that got dog licensed.
Mm-hmm. Have you, I read the ordinance from the town of Derby. I read the ordinance from the city of Montpelier.
They're all about the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a animal control officer, they were all the same. And I don't have a problem with adjusting the penalties or whatever, but it clearly states in there what the job is of the animal control officer. Some that gets misinterpreted when an animal is being abused.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not.
But you're going into a different category there.
Yes. I understand that.
Okay.
Okay. This all pertains to, Steve wanted us just to raise the figures, but if you remember the letter that came from, what's her name?
Yep. Renee.
Renee? No.
No?
Didn't we send that? That was the other question I had for you. Renee Falconer?
Yeah.
Did we send her a bunch of stuff to her review?
Yes, and essentially her recommendation was we should copy and paste Derby's because it's the best around and there's no need to reinvent the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I could round up that email again if you cared to see it, but that was fine. The gist.
I was just in this whole folder that I had for the dog ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Riley from the vet tech manager wrote a letter because there was a dog that was chained outside in frigid temperatures, and the dog had a swollen eye, was showing signs of physical abuse and all that. That is not the responsibility of an animal control officer.
No, it is not.
An animal control officer has an ordinance, and he follows that, and there's three areas. The dog pooping, lack of vaccination, and running wild. Those are, from what I read, on all three of them, that's what the main focus of the ordinance is, and that's what the animal control officer does. So
I went to a school down in South Wilton, at the law school there, and they had, this guy was, used to be the chief of police at, I think, South Burlington, I can't think of his name, Trevor Whipple. Yeah. And we were going over all this stuff on animal cruelty.
So I took it one step further. In what Vermont Handbook for Select Boards, page 77, cruelty to animals, it says in there, the importance of this subject to select boards is that the local board of health is an officer or a humane officer, as defined in subsection 351, section 4, and has the authority to enforce the law prohibiting cruelty to animals. So this is where, when the public sees abuse of an animal, that you don't call the animal control officer, you actually call the town health officer. And unfortunately, Steve, you're both, so you get caught in that. So if you go to page 45 in the animal control officer book, in the health officer book, cruelty to animals, chapter 7 spells out exactly what the health officer should do.
Yep.
So
the first one there, say call the police.
It does say in there that you can get the police to help you.
No more calling the police, you've got to call a fishing game.
Oh, whatever it is.
Really?
Yep.
But if you get a call from, you have to clarify in your position of holding both chairs or both hats, is what you're doing as a health officer or what you're doing as an animal control officer. So, you know, if you get there and if the dog hasn't been vaccinated, you can, and they've been warned, it says you should warn them once. Yes, you can write them up, fine them, ticket. But if the dog looks like it's been beat to shit and has got a broken leg, that needs to be addressed through the health officer. See, so it just, that's, and then some towns or cities actually have a board that is in place to review all that stuff. We don't have that. It's kind of, we're the ones. So, have you read the health officer thing? Okay. We will take into your consideration a raise in the rates. I don't know what to do. I mean, yes, you're absolutely right. But if you have a person that is has an animal and is abusing the animal and is neglecting the animal and cannot afford to pay for the animal, where does the town come into this? You know, we can, Steve, as a health officer, can take that animal for abuse. Now, dog needs an operation or vet to, how much do we as a community put into these animals that people, and this is where it comes down, is that the people that can't afford an animal or want to abuse an animal shouldn't have an animal.
Right.
How do you control that?
I had one turkey lived up on by the vets on the main road there, and the guy would go away and leave it and all that stuff, so I had him sign a verbal sign that I can take the dog, and I took it down to animal
Orleans?
Frontier.
Yeah.
Then he went down and tried to get it back. But my son was with me. He was a deputy sheriff, and he was with me. And so he heard him tell me that, you know, we could take it. And then he went down and tried to take it back. So they called the sheriffs in, and they threw him out. So.
Well, they can get them back, from what I read, but they have to pay all costs.
Yeah.
Vet bill, boarding pass, everything, vaccination, licensure, all of that has to take place, and then they can't afford the dog now.
That could run in hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Easily.
So back to your original question, how far do we go?
That's where it comes. As a health officer and an animal control officer, what do you do with these animals that you identify and you pick up or you do, you know?
And like you said, does it need surgery? Does it need vaccinations? I mean, you could spend hundreds of dollars.
Absolutely. So,
and we have no budget for that.
Absolutely.
So we're not spending anything. Well,
the way it's written is that the cruelty to the animal needs to be addressed. Now, you can spend that money, but the dog owner, if he wants it back, has to reimburse the town for all those things. You can't just, you know, well, I know you can't afford it, and boom, that's not an option.
No. But what happened with those three dogs that were running around here last year?
That cost the town money.
That cost the town money, yeah. So.
Because we couldn't find the damn owner.
Exactly. And the owner never came forward. So we had to have certain things done to those dogs before the rescue people would take them. So
that's where a committee or of the people have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like you put together a committee that would take all of this stuff and put together a plan so that our health officer and our animal control officer knows what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the dog needs surgery, we know my wife and I have had a lot of conversation with this because she is, there are organizations out there that will pay to have dogs flown, dogs fixed, veterinary bills, everything. So the money is out there privately to take care of these animals. But I don't know that.
I don't know.
You don't. I don't know. Karen, do you know that? So I don't know what to do with them. And I'd like it a clear plan for our health officer and our animal control officer on where they go.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do with it? So that we're not neglecting an animal that needs help.
Back a few years ago, I picked up a dog. It was ran over or something. I took him to a vet there, and we ended up no idea who it came where, no collar, no nothing. And nobody claimed it, so he ended up playing that one too. But you can't let a dog suffer.
So you're saying that you want to form a committee? So we need people to be on that committee. Steve is one of them because he holds two hats.
A health officer has to be on the committee.
Yep. Okay. Well, we can put feelers out there to find out who wants to be on that committee.
Right. So, can we put an ad in the paper?
Sure.
That we'd like to have a, I don't know what to call this committee, that would address the issues of it's not only dogs, it's cats and other
small animals
that are as pets.
Yeah.
That when abuse and to take the responsibilities or the job requirements of the animal control officer and of the health officer and put together a plan that would address these animals when they're picked up and what do we do with them. That's kind of where I want to go with the whole thing. So it's clear cut that Steve knows that.
Pet population committee?
There we go. Something like that. And I thought Renee Falconer was, she's a health officer, I understand.
For Derby, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, she's an animal control officer for a bunch of towns. I don't know if she's the health officer for any of them or not.
Six towns?
God bless her. Derby, yeah. Orleans,
Barton. So she doesn't actually deal with the health officer part of it. She's only dealing with the animal control officer part of it.
I'll make a few calls to find out where we could get money, you know, from different resources.
All I want to know is what organizations that are out there, can they be comprised on a list and so the phone calls can be made?
Right.
So that when you pick one up and it needs medical attention, it's going here because that's where they go. And that's been set aside and everybody works to get that pet back healthy.
And if he finds out any information on that, they may have a committee already.
Right.
I don't know why we can't attach ourselves to that committee.
Absolutely. I don't want to reinvent the wheel have to.
Exactly.
I've just identified all these areas but I don't know what to do.
So why don't we hold off on putting anything in the paper until Steve gets back with maybe where money is available.
I
still
can come up with
that.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Now, we need to adopt an ordinance.
We have an ordinance.
We need to update it. We need to update that ordinance.
Do you want to update the penalties prior to doing anything else?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what Steve's recommending.
And you've got to have it worn for, 2 months?
Yeah, 60 days. Yeah. Before they actually could go into effect.
Well, I don't have a problem with that. I'd like to be a little more comprehensive and include that in with everything so that we're not, if you read her letter.
But if we're waiting for Steve to get back to us on where money is available and or if there is a committee out there already, we're pushing the can down the road for the ordinance and any violations that come into play in between time. Aren't we? I mean, it's not going to hurt to upgrade the fines and penalties now.
Not at all. I mean, I don't have a problem with that.
And we can add something to any ordinance later on.
It just looks like you're being a hard butt going this way and then trying to address the cruelty. She puts in here that it was cruel that the dog animal control officer went and saw the dog, saw that it needed, got a swollen eye, needed to go to the vets, definitely looked like it showed signs of physical abuse, and the animal control officer wrote a ticket because it wasn't vaccinated. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it didn't, that didn't look good that way. And what we're going to do is increase the fines on the tickets. We haven't even addressed the... I'm trying to be a nice guy.
I know. One isn't the same as the other because...
Absolutely.
The animal control officer goes and sees abuse of a dog, animal, or whatever. His next step, in my opinion, is if that dog is in danger, you call the police. And they come and assist you in either taking that dog.
As a health officer.
As a health officer, yeah. Because I can see where a lot of problems are coming up with Steve going and, your dog looks like it's abused, I'm taking it.
Couldn't you have two tiers? One for, like, vaccinating and whatnot, and another one for clearly abuse fines?
Well, there is. The ordinance, if you read it, clearly address the three issues. Your dog running loose, your dog pooping on Pickle's property, or your dog not properly vaccinated or registered. Those, yeah. Everybody's got that. Yeah. The state of Vermont, those are the law.
Yeah.
And our ordinance follows that. It doesn't have anything to do with
the
abuse part of it. That's right. A health control officer takes care of that.
So if he does both, then... turns his hat around. He's now that's what he, control officer, and this is a call. This is the fine. Yep. He's going to follow this rule.
And you really have to do that. Yep. You have to go in with your hat in one way and say, I'm the animal control officer.
Yeah.
I haven't had that much trouble with that, but Renee is what's the name of that? Pets of the Kingdom. And that helps. They help with animals that are hurt and stuff.
So you want to make a motion to raise
I make a motion we go on Steve's recommendations for fines for dog violation of dog ordinance.
Okay. Discussion.
I feel like we should wait and have it all. Or a separate part to the ordinance acknowledging the cruelty, I guess. I know.
Well, again, you're kicking the can down the road, right, on something that's going to be in place.
So how much do we actually get from fines? Like, do we get 2 a month, 5 a month, 10 a month? How many fines do you actually do?
I haven't done one for.
Right.
Well, what's her name down here? Randy Maya. I fined her 1 year when I first came on. I fined her for $50. Then another week later, I got her for $150, and she took me to court. I've been to court quite a few times, and she told the judge to go and do something. I'm not going to tell you what it was.
She would.
Wrong answer. The bat phone came in and snaked her out. And she had a car, but it wasn't registered, and she. That was a man into a mess, I tell you that. But, I haven't had a lot of them, really. Right?
Okay. Well, then let's hold up.
If we were doing 2 a month, I could see changing it.
I have one guy up on Van Fell. I find him 50, 150, and 250 within three weeks. And
my neighbor.
He told me I couldn't, yeah. He told me I'm not going to pay my taxes if you find me. I said, well, I'll tell you what. If you want to sell your house, you've got to...
Whole different category.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's quiet, right? It's been quiet for quite a few years.
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of the motion.
You want to pull your motion or you want us to vote?
No. Let's pull the motion and we'll wait till Steve comes back to us with...
Okay, because a motion on the floor has to be voted.
Yep, no, I rescind the motion.
Okay, so... We'll wait then.
Okay. Good. We'll wait.
And I think I'm not opposed to raising the rates. I think it's as a package deal. It should be all put right. What we're going to do.
Well, they're 25 years old,
right.
So
right. Absolutely. Yeah. All right. So you have all this information? Okay. You don't.
What year is that book?
Oh, don't ask me that.
We're getting new ones, right?
So I did look for the Select Board Handbook ones, and they do exist as a PDF because almost everything is a clickable link. Right. So I can print it, but there's basically no point. But I can definitely download it and email it to you guys if you want.
God, no.
Okay, that's kind of why I didn't do it yet.
Well, when I leave this position, this can all go to the next.
A lot of the stuff I get from the state is all 2017, 2018.
I think we should have one, though. Like,
you
should be able to have it.
There should be one in the town here. Isn't there one of these here somewhere? I really thought...
There might be. I've never seen it, but that doesn't mean it isn't here.
And you said it comes in PDF. Is there a way to have it?
2007 is my last.
Oh, yeah. There might be an updated version.
It's like 100 pages, but on every page, there's like a title and then a clickable link. So,
but it's not a book anymore.
Printing it just doesn't do anything useful.
And my health officer. This is 2013.
Yeah.
It's the new one.
I'm sorry.
They're a little slack, that's all.
I've been here too long, and these used to come to us periodically.
I find it easier to look through paper rather than computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to the table of contents. I know how to run that.
Right. Yeah. 50 pages, put in a binder.
A, yeah. Animals.
Page. Contents, go to page.
Right.
Dan, you can scroll through pictures. No.
Right.
Dan, do you have trouble with geese down there?
No.
Neighbors?
No. Oh, at home or the airport?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Down on the...
Moving right along.
Yeah. So yes, we have a plan for the...
Yeah. Well, you put a fence.
Steve.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay.
Steve, the ball's in your court.
Okay,
good. Moving on, Bob Best to discuss ball field maintenance.
I'm talking to Mike today, and he sees the chance that we've got one more year of maintenance on that agreement when we had the field done. He's going to try and get a hold of Chip Stevens. I don't know whether he was able to or not. Looks like crap. The whole infield's all weeds. And we spent $80,000 on that.
Is it being utilized?
I don't know.
I see kids there with parents playing every now and then, but I don't think there's any organized ball going on there.
Jerry could tell you.
That's a shame.
It is. It is.
We used
to make it a park.
They used to be a little league. And it went to different towns.
DJ was in charge of the little league in Newport Center for a while.
Yeah.
I think her kids are out of it, so she's out of it.
Her kids now playing softball in Lake Region, so.
Yeah. It'd be nice to know if that's what Jay could do.
Maybe.
You'd have to be compensated
for it to keep
the...
Because there's less and less kids doing it.
Yeah.
They kind of...
It's been a while since I played
t-ball. Yeah. They're mowing it.
They're mowing the field, yeah, but that doesn't get the weeds out of around the baseline.
No, I know that, but it is being mowed.
Oh, yeah.
It takes a chemical to put on the... Or else hand pull them.
Right. Didn't he come and spray or something?
Yes, he did.
And it didn't help?
It did, but, you know, it's like everything else. How long is it going to last?
Oh.
He didn't use Asian Orange.
That's good.
Well, yes or no. If he used that, it'd never come back again.
Neither would the children.
Well, anyway, I don't know what's involved. Somebody's going to be raked out. But I don't know if this is something Jay could do. You know, and I'm sure he'd have to be compensated for it, added on to his contract or whatever.
Maybe you could ask him how much it would cost us to have that done.
That has to be done every week. Like if he's mowing, that infield has to be raked at the same time to keep the weeds out.
Yeah.
Like it has to be done all at the same time.
And I don't know if Mike got a hold of Chip Stevens or not. to find out. You might seem to think we have one more year, but this year was the last year.
It was a three-year contract, wasn't it?
Right.
Yes.
Because he came in and he aerated that whole field.
Yeah.
And he had some chemical or something. I guess it was a sand mix that he spread on the entire field. And he's got it looking pretty good down there. But the infield's gotten out of bumper.
So you're going to find out more?
You're what?
You're going to find out more?
What would you like me to find out?
Where Chip Stevens is?
Well, I think Mike has taken care of that.
Oh, okay. So
I'm not sure, but he was going to try and call him this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay. It's a shame to let it go. I spent a lot of money down there and it looked pretty good.
Okay.
Well, we may have to have a park committee or whatever to maintain the field after.
It's not close to the school, so it's not being used as much.
No. They have their own ball field now, don't they?
Not really.
I don't know.
They don't?
I don't go down there all that often.
No. Okay. So, baseball's not being played anymore.
Could Hannah contact Stevens and see if he's got one more year on that contract?
Well, you should have a contract, right?
Yeah, it's not very clear. There's no actual signed contract. There's like a proposal with a bunch of notes on it that I can't read. How about if we wait and see if Mike was able to get hold of him, and if Mike couldn't, I'll give it a try.
Okay.
Mike did say it was late last year when he did it. I think it got later each year. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Road Commissioner's report. Mike's not here this evening. So did he give you anything to bring forward?
Nope.
So we'll table that and move on. Unless you guys have something that we need to bring up to Mike.
I got nothing.
Okay. Water, sewer, solar recycling. The water and sewer. We saw a bill in our packet or whatever. What do you call those things?
Bills.
It's on the warrant.
$24,000 to have the septic tanks pumped.
That was what we expected. Right?
Yeah, yeah, it was.
Is that a yearly thing?
Huh?
No. Not yearly.
Every 5 years.
Is it 5 years?
About that. I think Mike said it was 5 years ago.
I was maybe thinking three, but
maybe he said three.
Maybe, I don't know.
Your memories.
Not really.
Okay. Sewer, just water. Mike's not here. Just both of those. Solar, we had that discussion about the panels.
Yep.
That's moving there. Recycling, I have nothing to report on that. We haven't had a meeting. And that supposed to be next Tuesday, but that's a voting day.
Yes, it is.
So they moved it to August 18th. So I will have a report for the next meeting.
Alrighty.
Sheriff's report.
Yes.
Well, let me back up. Is there anything from the gang out here regarding water, sewer, solar, and recycling?
The gang. Okay.
Moving on. Sheriff's report.
Well, we've had a bang up. We had 47 and a quarter hours that were patrolled for June.
Ooh.
And we had speeding tickets on Route 105 and 100 to the tune of 75 and a 50 and 60 and a 50. We had warnings issued, three warnings for lights, plates not assigned, and speeding out on 105. We had an arrest for driving on roadways laned for traffic, which means you cannot drive on the opposite side of the road when you're going down the road.
Somebody actually did that?
Well,
and got caught?
They were also drunk.
Okay.
And they didn't have a license.
That explains a lot.
So, oh, okay. So the arrest was threefold.
Yep, got it.
Okay. So we've got other complaints in town. We had cruelty to children, domestic assault, lewd and lascivious conduct, DUIs, DLSs, and violation of conditions of release. So all in total, they were fairly busy.
Yeah, I can see that. Great. Thank you, Rick.
Yep.
Next item up is sign the orders, review and approve bank statements and journal entries. And
I believe that's been done.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the bills that were presented to us and the bank statement and journal entries. Mm-hmm. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Unfinished new business.
I got just one quick thing, if you don't mind. I would like to spend almost $7,000 on sending out some more of our land record books to be digitized and getting everything set up so that we can scan from here, and instead of having to send our books away, we can just like email the scans to the company to get them uploaded. And we have 16,316 dollars in the restoration fund, not counting whatever we've accrued this year, which I think was close to $4,000. And the estimate for the project to get all caught up was $6,800 roughly. It's my understanding that I don't actually need a motion from you guys to use money out of the restoration fund. It sounds like that's the town clerk's purview, but I wanted to check in and see how you guys all felt about that.
I think Denise had a plan that she did so much per year.
Yep.
And I thought with the ARPA money that we did it all.
You were all caught up. We've gotten more records.
We
fill two or three books a year. I also need to buy new books because we're almost full in our last one.
So this is an ongoing project.
Yep.
It'll be done every year.
So this almost $7,000 is the estimate for getting caught up and everything through roughly the end of 2027.
So what is the equipment that you need to do that? Mm-hmm.
Nope. So we take all the books full of records. The plan is to take all the ones we have full now, ship them off to be digitized.
Right, but you said you wanted to do
we
that.
We use here. That scanner over there.
So we have a scanner.
Yep. We won't need any new equipment. There's the possibility, I suppose, of replacing equipment if that were to break. But right now it works well.
Okay. And then that gets scanned to a file and it's uploaded to these people.
Yep. We've never done that part of the process before, but it's a smidge cheaper and it avoids having to FedEx irreplaceable records,
right.
Which sometimes you just got to do, but it is scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sending books out, not getting them back.
Yeah, and this, you said you had like $16,000 in.
Yep.
So this is money that keeps coming in as well, right?
Yep. So every page we record in the land records, they pay $15 to have one singular page recorded. And by statute, $4 of that goes straight into the restoration fund.
Okay.
So we're always slowly accruing, and there is the possibility of you guys increasing that $4 if we ever thought we needed to. Right now, I don't think we need to. But that is legal if
so what is
necessary.
The cost to have this every year done?
Well,
like you're saying, every two books a time or whatever.
So
all depends on how much new stuff that we have coming in.
Yeah, so we are planning on sending out about 4,000 pages, which is $1,300. And then there is an upload fee, which is $4,000 for everything up through the end of 2027. Then there's the 2026 uploads that we are planning on sending digital files, not books. They're estimating about $1,000, and they're estimating around $500 for 2027 because we've gotten not behind necessarily, but you can't ship one book at a time. If you're shipping them, it only makes sense to ship like four or more. So we got to work up a little bit. And then the idea is that everything up to about 6 months ago will always be online because the researchers love to get their stuff online, and it's so much easier for me too. So
I don't feel she needs a motion to spend money that she has.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
No. I just wanted to make sure you guys felt good about it.
Yeah.
All right.
It's your job.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're right, but it's still money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah.
Yep. I am going to get started on that project then. All right.
If
thanks.
If you came to us and said you wanted to spend more than you had.
Nope.
That would be a different story. Then it has to go through.
Yes.
Right. I don't want to end up in that position. Okay. I'm all done.
Okay.
Anything else for business? Mm-hmm. Bob.
What's the deal on the rural edge down here? Are they going to put any people in those buildings?
There is people.
There are. They're working on moving in.
Yep.
Yep.
I saw three different families moving in there just this week.
Yeah. They're just being quiet.
Yeah.
It's a good screening process.
Right.
I can't hear them from my house.
That's true.
Excellent.
No kids playing in the street. We're good.
Do we need an executive session for anything?
I don't.
No, I don't either.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? I think we're done.
Amazing.
Thanks for coming, everybody.